Okay, we started Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph last week, but we started Sif Aleph, we'll start it again. Okay, we did a lot of background, so I'm not going to go through the background again. Let's just jump into the halacha. Okay, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Dine Nefila Sapayim, face falling, what we call Tafim. Yeah? Okay, Sif Aleph, Ein L'daber Bein Tefila Nefila Sapayim. So we already spoke about that. You're not allowed to talk between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun. That is basically learned out from the story with the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, depending how you understand that story. Okay, we spent a lot of time on it last week. I ain't jumped. Fine. So that's the bottom line. In the Daber. Now, even though the Mishavura seems to say, sounds like just talking a little bit is okay. And Dirshu points out that Le'el, Nun Aleph, Sifkaton Tes, sounded like you can't talk at all. Kafachayim says, according to the Zohar and the Arizal, also you can't talk at all. And the Minig is, you're not supposed to talk at all. That's fine. He goes on to say, no? The coach came to the Dabar Kedusha, Bavadi Mertel Havsik, Bafir Batoch Fiz, Gan came Mertel Anas, Amen Yeshmi Rabba, Bechol Dabar Kedusha. Okay. Bay, so in the Dabar, Bain Tfilo, and the Fil Sapayim, Umiyu im Avar Vidibar, Pshita, Zalipal Aponav, so he doesn't exempt him, Chotim Iskra doesn't exempt him from the Fil Sapayim, he still has to say Tachlon. When you go down for Tachlon, the minhag is to go down on the left side. Okay, I actually spent a lot of time on this. It relates to Sif Ches, Gemara Megillah. I can't say I got full clarity, but we'll do our best. Let's see. Mishav Sif Katan Gimel. Hine, Nefil Tzapayim Shenagu Ba'al B'yam HaRishon Haya B'derach Kida. What is Kida? Lipol Apon of Arza. Where your face is on the floor, mamish, but not with outstretched hands and feet. Shalom b'pisha yadayim v'raglayim. The achshav and now gaze lo nagu lipo al pnei mamish. Now we don't mamish fall with our face on the floor. Ela b'atayas harosh v'kisu upon a bavad. We go down, put our head down, and then cover the face. V'nagim machasas upon a bebeged. You should have either a jacket or a long sleeve shirt. You can't put your head down on your bare what's this part of your arm called? Forearm. You can't go like that on your forearm because you have to cover your face and the body can't cover itself. Like we said, you can't put your own hand on your head to say a bracha. So therefore, you should either have a jacket or a sleeve, or, you know, you could stretch your short sleeve shirt to, you know, to go down also. Fine. Okay, we'll see if we have time. Sif Ches gets into this the olden days. Okay, Dirshu here, footnote 3, brings down, so we know by the Hasidim, they first say, Mondays and Thursdays, Vurachum comes after the Nefila Sapayim. Minig Ashkenusach Ashkenaz, first we say Vurachum, and then we go about Nefila Sapayim. So, it took me a while to figure out what they were doing over there by the Chasidim. And so the issue points out, so what if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz and you daven by the Chasidim, right? By us, it's Ma'isim Mechol Yom. So, should you do our way? Should we do our way or should we do their way? What?
They
did you give me those. Right. I don't know. Okay.
Until now I've been blissfully ignorant. I'm about to get into trouble.
Okay. So there's an issue when you're in shul doing different things than other people. Different people doing different things. There's an issue called losis go to do. Shouldn't look like two tires. So over here they bring down from Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv that they bring down, this is what they bring down in America from Ramosha by the tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That used to be one of the classic examples. Even everyone wears tefillin, everyone doesn't. And nowadays in America, it's a cholent, and Ramosha says, yeah, it's a cholent, and it's okay, and everyone different from Hagim, and everyone lives together happily ever after, and everything's great. So, Not everyone says that by tefillin, but here they bring down for Shem Zalman Rav Yashiv. Like, it's not such a big deal if you put your head down first, put your head down second. Nishka Ferlach, not a big deal, and therefore, you know, do whatever you want. He says, if you're the only one, it's mamish going to look weird, then you should do like them. Mi'idach, he brings down from Rav Moshe that, no, you should do minig ha-makom. Whatever the minig is over there, that's what you should do. Okay, it actually comes up a second time. Okay, in terms of, we'll get there yet, but which arm you go down on a tachlon, there's a machlekes. So, Mishabura talks about losis go to do, and then Dirshu points out, like, these minor things, right hand, left hand, not so significant, and therefore, it's not so significant, it's not so noticeable, and therefore, it's not a losis go to do problem. He says, you know, I am what we said over there. Fine. Okay, let's finish Aleph, and then if we have time, we'll jump to Ches, and then we'll spend the rest of the week making up the middle. The minute gets to go down on the tzad smo. Again, Adishu points out why is the minute to cover the face, brings down three opinions. Ein sham, fine. Outside smo, Mishabas of Katandal, Fishamatina, Kishalam, Espada, Shechina, Mimi, no. The Shechina is straight ahead, so your left is the Shechina is right. Basically, that's how I understand that. Shneim Hashem Tzucha Yad Minecha. Okay, now that's a big machlokes. If you should go down on the right side or on the left side, Shulchan Aruch says to go down on the left side. And it seems even if you're wearing tefillin on your righty, you're wearing tefillin on your left arm, you're going down on that arm, and the Gra passes like the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings down Hagav Yeshem Deishatos Tzad Yamin. Some say that you should go down on the right side. Okay, two opinions. And now the Ramah has some sort of compromise. Va'ikr, and the main thing to do, va'ikr, lahatos b'shachris, kishi yesh lo tefillin b'smolo, assuming you're righty, and you have tefillin on your left arm, you should go down outside yamin, mishim kovet at tefillin. It's not covered for the tefillin to put your head down on the arm with the tefillin, so you're never going to put your head down on the arm with the tefillin, so if you're, assuming you're righty, you're going to put your head down on your right side in the morning. Uba arvis, which really means mincha. Okay, she'em lo tefillin b'smolo. Yate outside smol. So you're gonna. Sounds like you really should go down on the left side, but cover the tefillin, you go down on the right side. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know how that fits into the Ramah's Iker Yeshomim. Okay. So we do part of tachlin with a face down, part sitting up. And then ashay and lamnatzeach. Okay. Those are the days that you don't say the lamnatzeach between ashay and uvolitzium. Okay, Mishabur Sifkatam Vav Ha'ikr, V'chein Da'as Ha'tazam Magin Avram, She'en L'shanos B'minig Zeh, V'chein Nogu Olam. That's the minig. Assuming you're righty, in the morning you go down on your right side, and in the afternoon you go down on your left side. Oh, but the Groh holds like the Mechaber, V'afil La Groh Desobe D'ikr Ka Mechaber D'tomid Al Smo, Mikom Makom Mispal Beis Amedrish V'olam Nogin Ka Ramah, Become akum also the shanos mishim losis go to do. And here Dishu wants to say that nowadays lav dafka is that going to be considered losis go to do? Ushliach tiba omid miyamin ha'aron tov shiat rosh ma'at klape ha'aron. Okay, so we have right side, we have left side, and then we have this compromise. So if you're a righty, in the morning you go down your right side, and after you go on the left. I'm a lefty, so I go down both times on my left. Maybe not everyone agrees to that. And the morning I go down on my left side because there's no tefillin on my left arm. And the afternoon I also go down the left to be like everybody else. Now,
Los
Iskodu means there shouldn't be two Torahs. There shouldn't be agudos, groups of Jews doing different things. So you're saying, how could you ever have a lefty doing something different? Why is that Los Iskodu? I didn't think of that. That's a good, interesting question. but maybe it's not Losis Godel. I mean, the compromise over here is that you're putting your arm down on the non-tefillin arm. Why is Losis Godel? I put tefillin on my right arm, you put tefillin on your left arm. No one's going to call that Losis Godel, right? Why not? I don't know, because that's what the Torah says.
Everyone's putting
tefillin on the weaker arm. We're all doing the same thing. It doesn't necessarily look like that to the Am Haaretz who doesn't know, but I don't know if we have to worry about the Am Haaretz who doesn't know. Okay, I don't know. I didn't think, never thought of that. But it's the same thing over here.
It only does a machlokas, and some people are doing one way, some people are doing another. Everyone's doing the same thing.
Say it one time.
It's not like there's a lot of focus about what the halacha is, and everyone and people are doing one way and people are doing another way. Everyone's doing the same halacha.
Right. So, so I've written down that the way I do. I guess I don't know. Either show this somewhere in Dirshu, probably maybe Piskei Teshuvos. I don't know. So there's a lefty. And the morning goes down on Tzad Smol, and Mincha the Prima got them as a Safek, and he brought them from a Scheinberg to go down on the left side. Okay, that's what I do. Okay, now here's the Bir Halacha. Very interesting. Now, Chayra, it's not really, what do you mean left and right? Your head has to go down. So just put your head straight down on the table. Like, why can't you just put your head on the table? Put the sitter on my lap, head on the table. Okay, some of us have a stomach in the way. Okay, get a shtender, high shtender. Put your head down. Now, if you have to cover it with your arm, so you have to pick right arm, left arm. But it sounds a little bit more than that. It sounds like not just you're going straight down and picking an arm, you're actually tilting towards the right, towards the left. Reb Shimon, you're in agreement? So let's see the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says as follows. The Hatos of Tzad Smol. Inyan Hahataya. Why do you have this tilting right, left? We shouldn't be a man when you know you can leap up Panam, Arts Alaritzpa. They used to go down on the floor. Mishum Hochi Hoyuchim Midina Lahatos al Echad Meatz Dodim. They had me make her a din, they had to go down, pick a side. You couldn't go straight down, face down. Shalayinira Shemishtachaved Le Evan Maskis Shu Osir Minatara. Kwashikos goes out the com sif ches baga. Umishim Hochi Gam Anu Nogin Lahatos when it feels a payim. So we pick a side. Even though we don't really have to pick a side, you could theoretically just put your head straight down. You skip down to the bottom of the Bir Halacha. The gam kavana samagin avram shemachmer rak davkin feels apayim mamish alars negative itzpa. Av sheein ponav dvukos bakarka. There's like mamish face to the floor. What's he saying, Reb Shimon?
I understand that there has to be a halfway between the face and the floor. That's what I understand.
What, that's the arm?
Not the arm, but that's the bagot. So if there's no halfway, then you have to be like the mutal outside.
Okay, I'm not sure. Let's look at Sif Ches so we get a different an idea of what he's talking about. We'll start getting an idea of what he's talking about. Okay. Sif Ches is based on the Gemara Megillah Chavbeis. Rav went to Babel on a fast day, a whole discussion about which aliyah he got, and brachas before, brachas after, not for us. Then it says everyone went down for Tachlin, basically, and everyone fell on their face, and Rav did not fall on his face. Why did Rav not fall on his face? Gemara says there was a ritzpah shel avan, it was a stone floor, and the pasuk says, ve'eben maskif, maskis, lo sitnu ba'atzechem nishtachavos aleha. And Ula tells us, lo asa ter ele ritzpah shel avan b'vad. You have a stone floor, you now let it go down on the floor. Then he has another answer that Rav, when he would go down face to the floor, pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, and the only time it's an usur is if you go down bepishut yadayim v'raglayim. Has an answer? You have to get the whole Gemara over there. Okay. Then the Gemara says Abai and Rava used to tilt to the side. The question is why? The Rif, the Rambam, the Rashi says. Because of a different Gemara over there, then Adam Choshev is now let a fall on his face. Because the Adam Chashiv goes in front of Kai, you know, in front of Oshel on his face to daven for rain. It doesn't rain. So it's based on a pasuk in Yeshua. It makes the Adam Gadol look bad. And therefore, by Barava, Dafka would tilt to the side so as not to do a full-fledged falling on the face. So it shouldn't make him look bad. Rosh in the Torah said, no. The Minat Torah, it's only Aser on a stone floor with Pishut Yadayim Breglaim. If you have one and not the other, it's Aser Midrabanan. So that's it. They didn't have a stone floor. It's still Aser Midrabanan. So they turned on the side. Basically, what comes out like this. To fall flat on the face with hands spread out on a stone floor is Aser Minat Torah. To do one or the other, a stone floor, go down on a stone floor without spreading out the hands and the feet, or to spread out hands and feet on a non-stone floor, it's going to be Aser Midrabanan. And if it's not a stone floor at all, and he doesn't do Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, it's going to be Mutter. So let's see that now in the Sif Ches. Ein Adam Choshev Rashai Lipel Alpanov Kishem Espalel Ala Tzibor. And Adam Choshev is not allowed to fall on his face when he's davening for the Tzibor. Elim Ginu Batuach She'yonek Yeshua Binun. Unless he's positive that his tefillos are going to be answered. Like Yeshua Binun. Hagah. V'chein Oseh L'cha Adam Lipel Alpanov B'Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim Afilu Im Ein Sham Evin Maskis. You're now to fall flat on your face, bepisha yadayim v'raglayim, even if you're not on a stone floor. But if you're not on a stone floor, and if I'm no tiksas al tzido, it's going to be mutter in ancient Eben Maskis. If it's not a stone floor, and you're tilting on the side, so then it's going to be mutter, because it's not considered pisha yadayim v'raglayim, because you're tilting, and it's not a stone floor. V'chein yasub yom kippur, kishanof na pneyam. To put a towel on the floor or something on the floor. It's not so that your suit doesn't get dirty. It's not so your suit won't get dirty. It's a very important halachic mechanism. So let's look at Mishnah Sifkata Mem. Okay? Akdim Hakdama Kitsara, says the Mishnah. We're in Kuf Lamed Aleph Mem. We skipped all the way to Sif Ches to get a better understanding of Sif Aleph. So Akdim Hakdama Kitsara Kte She Yispar Hetei Vuhut. Yine Ksiv Batar Bema Masiyas Lo Sitnu Baratzum Lashlachav Asala Adayinu Ad Pidik Shem Ishtachav Lashamayim. Even if he's bowing down to Lashem Shamayim, to Hashem. Al Eben Maskis or Al Ritzpa Savonim Dechad Emilsehi. In order for it to be awesome in a Torah, you need to be have two strikes against you. He's face to the floor, hands and feet spread out. If it's not Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, or it is Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, but it's not a Ritzpas Avonim, Al Oser Rak Midivrei Sofrim. It's only Oser Midivrei Sofrim. The Gozer Kida Otu Hishtachavaya. They were Gozer this Kida, okay, because of Hishtachavaya. Meaning Gozer Kida on a stone floor, because you might do Hishtachavaya on a stone floor. And they were Gozer not on a stone floor, because you might do it on a stone floor. So we have basically, two Yisurei Rabbanan, because you might do the two together, which is a stone floor, and Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, and that's going to be Aser Minat Torah. So if you have both, are okay. Tanu Derech Kida, which is not Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, and not a Ritzpas Avonim, Lo Goz Rabbanan. V'chein Ra'inovo Derech Kida, Ritzpas Avonim, Ach Sheloya Kida Gemura. So now we have something called Kida, but not Kida Gemura. I mean, the Kida Gemura is face to the floor without Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. And here he's not doing Kida Gemura. Then he should not access us. See, though, he's moving to the side. Oh, Imhaya B'Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. Or he has spread out hands and feet, but he's not on a stone floor. And he tilted, I guess, his face to the side. Delo Avi Pishut Mamash Gamkein Mutter. V'Ata Nova Levar Dibri Agol. So again, the Rama. V'chein atzel l'chadam lipo aponav v'pishut yadayim v'raglayim afilim ein sham eve maskis. That's going to be aser midrabanim. Mishmar Sivkata Mem Aleph. Oh, Ritzba Savanim. In Yesham Ritzba Savanim, I feel Derech Kida Asa. That means, we in Eretz Yisrael, we have stone floors. And if you're going to go down your face to the floor on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, to bow down with your face on the floor, even though you're not spreading out your arms and legs, it's going to be Asr. V'davka kishapanav dvukim bakarka, if you do face to the floor. Avam shocha betfilo, afil yesham ritzpa shari. If you're just bending down, it's going to be okay. V'davka negir ritzpa savanim. Okay, hold on a second. So if you have a stone floor, even derech kida means we don't do spread our hands and feet, but we go face to the floor, it's going to be a problem on a stone floor. So what do? We put down a towel. Why put down a towel? So we don't get our suit dirty? No! We put down a towel so it's not a ritzba savanim. It's a hefzik between you and the ritzba savanim, and you don't have pishut yadayim viraglayim. So those two together are going to make it mutter. Mutter, if you're tilting on the side, it's mutter if there's no Evan Maskis. Mishabura Membeis. Aval kishayesh Evan Maskis, it doesn't help to tilt a little bit to the side. Lomani atay atzido, kevin shuba pisha yadayim v'raglayim. So he threw in the tzido business, complicates things a bit over here from his Hagdama. Okay, when you have Evan Maskis, it's not going to help to do Hataya al Tzido, because you have Pishut Yadayim Viraglayim. If you don't have Evamaskis, it'll be okay. You have Evamaskis, it's not okay. That's why we get rid of Evamaskis by putting down a towel. Kishinofen al Plain, Rotolama, next Mishabura. Kishem Nofen Derech Pishut Yadayim Viraglayim Shaloh al Ritzpah, Shrichim Nahatos al Tzidayim. So you don't have a stone floor, and you don't have a full fledged Pishut Yadayim Viraglayim, because a full fledged Pishut Yadayim Viraglayim Yishtachavah is face to the floor. As long as you tilt to the side.
Straight.
I think it's out like this, right? Rav Katz does it, right?
No.
Pishut Yadayim Viraglayim, spreading out the arms and legs and the face to the floor. V'chen kishyesh ritzba, afil nofim derech kida ba'alma, terech la'atos al tzideyam. So the whole concept of our tilting to the side is to avoid it's in the olden days when the mamush went on the floor and they needed to tilt maker adin if they had a stone floor, because if you don't have a stone floor you wouldn't need to tilt. No stone floor, no pishut yadayim v'raglayim would be okay. If you have a stone floor, there's no pishut yadayim v'raglayim, but still kida face to the floor is still a problem. You need to tilt to the side, so that's why we tilt, so it's not a din. People assume right hand, left hand. It's not really a din in right hand, left hand. It's a din. It's also a din right hand, left hand. But it's also a din in some sort of tilt to remember the days of old where you needed make your din to tilt because you were going down on the floor of mamish. That's what the Bir Halacha said in Sif Aleph. We should be a man. We not going to leave alpeim. I tell her itzba. Mishimachim. How you tichim midina lahatos al echemet standin. It shouldn't look like a mishtachav of the heaven maskis, which is asim in a Torah. And therefore, we also tilt to the side. Okay, I have to go over that again. We'll do that tomorrow.